The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Unfortunately, there are children around the world who don't have much to smile about. But on this special episode of Life Today, find out how you can bring joy to a child's life.
As much as we need a shoulder to lean on, and I pray you'll always find one, but here's the key. Ask God to make you the shoulder that someone can lean on.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife, Betty, and I are thrilled to spend this time with you. I just feel impressed. I want to open the program because I'm aware that for so many, in so many instances, you know, as you and I are getting older, we're saying goodbye to some of our friends that we've known a long time and loved a long time, and they're good. I don't know where you are. You know, Betty and I, we comfort one another. We lift each other up. And I think maybe sometimes there are folks who feel like nobody's lifting me up. I tell you what I want to do. I want to pray for you. I want to pray God lifts you up. But then I want to give you an opportunity to do perhaps the most effective thing one can do, a person can do, to be lifted up above the spirit of heaviness or the sorrow or the loss or the pain or whatever it is, loneliness. Let me just pray for you. Father, for every viewer, I don't know where each person is. And I pray that those who don't have a heavy heart wouldn't just check out now because we're talking about some that may. But I pray everyone that knows where peace comes from will join me in this prayer. For any person or individuals or families that are heartbroken, are really, really feeling like they've been trampled down or overlooked or forgotten. God, would you just miraculously today take them in your arms and hold them and let them know you are, you love them so much. Hold them and let them know we care. And if we care, how much more you care. So comfort them in Jesus' name. Well, Betty and I love you. One of the things we say to our viewers often, Betty, is it's great to have a shoulder to lean on. You and I, there are times you and I just hold each other.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. And some people don't have that opportunity. And what I say when somebody's hurting, they don't need a sermon as much as they probably need a shoulder, someone to lean on. And this is the neat thing. Let me make this point to you and try to get it real personally. As much as we need a shoulder to lean on, and I pray you'll always find one, but here's the key. Ask God to make you the shoulder that someone can lean on. Have you found a joy and a comfort, Betty, when you seek to comfort someone else?
Absolutely, James. There's something that happens within us spiritually, I think, and in our hearts, that when we reach out in a selfless attitude with nothing about us on our heart but about them, about others, there's something that happens inside. There's a refreshing, an encouragement from the Lord, a reward from the Lord of His kindness and His compassion toward us, James.
But you know, sometimes, Betty, I know our program is very well known and it appears very well liked and appreciated because we bring people who have a great witness, a great story, who are full of truth and life and love, and they've been through the same challenges that many have been through. But, you know, we always ask our viewers to lighten someone else's load, to brighten their day, to be the light for them that pierces the darkness and gives them hope. Now let me show you something. Now, by the way, I want to hold this up. This is a little shoe. This is a beautiful ornament. And this is this year's Christmas shoe. Now, it really should put a smile on your face because that tiny little Christmas ornament, it represents so much joy for so many. And you're going to kind of see some of that joy. Jeannie Rogers found Christ when she was a teenager. She's been working with us for more than 45 years. So she's a grandmother, many grandchildren. I think she has more than we do. And But she's a missionary, great singer, great praise leader. But here she is rejoicing in a faraway place where people have nothing. And look what makes her happy. Listen to Jeannie and see why she's so happy, because you can experience that same joy. You really can. You're the ones that make it happen. Listen to Jeannie.
We've been privileged to have shoes go as gifts during the year to many of our mission outreaches. I have wanted to do this for so many years, from the very first year to the first village. It's really hurt me to watch the injuries that they have to their feet. But look, those are shoes, and we can get them easily. They don't need to go barefoot. It's horrible. They get diseases in their feet. They already have enough to deal with without that. So this is an easy fix for them to get their feet protected. Let's do it. It's great. Look at this. It's awesome. They're so heavy.
Whoa, even heavier.
Them have never had shoes. They're so excited about getting them today. They were pushing and crowding in on us. You can help us to get shoes for these children. Good fit. Good fit for you guys.
I love it. Jeannie's very happy. And she was talking about how excited she was, and then you get to see her putting the shoes on. And you know what really blessed me? Matter of fact, I want you to just kind of cut back to it. I want you to show that very handsome young man with a little boy there that he's going to get the shoes on his feet. He's trying to size him up. And that very handsome college graduate just graduated from Baylor this year. And now he's working at Church on the Move in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Interestingly, the pastor there was saved more than 45 years ago when I was preaching in Irving in a crusade. And he came and gave his life to Christ as a linebacker. He said, I was a bootlegging linebacker that needed the Lord. And boy, did he ever get the Lord. Willie George. And that church, and now Chris is working there. But we're looking at him there on the mission field and remembering all of his life, he always talked about how much he wanted to help us, help little children. From the time he was a little child, always wanting to help, and now there he is in Angola. And I just love that. And he's a very special young man, but he's special for lots of reasons.
Well, it's always a blessing for us to see one of our grandchildren out there in the mission field, really loving and seeing the blessing of God. And they always come back and say, oh, I want to go back.
Well, and there's a good example of when you have a lot of heaviness and you get joy. He's the older son of our daughter that's with Jesus right now, Robin. And when you see the seeds that she sowed, because she was such a beautiful Christian, and you see it in her children, which we do. They're all working in the church outreach. And there was Chris on the mission field. But what he was doing, he was giving shoes, and I think he was probably looking at some about this size. He was giving shoes to children, 200,000 children we want to give shoes to for Christmas, which means right now, way ahead of time, we have to start raising the funds to buy 200,000 pair of shoes. They're only $360 a pair. Which you buy these shoes in the store today, you're going to be paying $20 to $30 for them. But we're able to get them for $360. And so $36 gives 10 pair. But anyway, we are going to be able to give these shoes. And what Chris was doing, you make possible. In other words, he could be there looking at a little foot and knowing they need a shoe, but not be able to size them up. Or Jeannie Rogers rejoicing because she's getting to do something that she knew as a mother and a grandmother was so vitally important. So it's the love of God expressed through people like you that enable us to do and watch what we just watched with Jeannie and with our grandson Chris, helping children. I want you to just hear the heart of God as incredible missionary voices and those who co-labor with us in the fields of the Lord that are white unto harvest. And he says, pray the Lord of the harvest to send more. And how shall they preach unless they're sent? You not only send the missionaries but you send them where they're not empty-handed. Their hearts are always full. Do they have in their hands the ability to bless the way they want to bless? You're the ones that make that possible. As you listen to the heart cry of God in behalf of others through mission workers and our co-laborers, let God speak to your heart. Listen as you watch.
You sure are pretty. Well, hello there. Hey there. How you doing?
Aren't they beautiful? You know what Jesus said? Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. You know what? We are the representative of Christ. We're His body. We're His family. And we can share His love.
We want to be able to help these children. They're so worth it. You know, if it was our children, we would want someone to reach out to them.
Life Outreach International is absolutely providing food and pure, clean drinking water for children such as this. We are absolutely, through your giving, getting the job done in places around the world. The thing that is exciting, though, that Life Outreach would love to do is putting shoes on little children like this little girl across the world. Just a simple gift of putting shoes on the feet of this little precious girl would help her as she runs around, as she plays, no telling what she steps on every day.
They can get diseases. They've got what is known as hookworms that get in their feet when they just walk in dirt or sand, and then it gets in their little intestines. Causes serious problems. We're going to give children all over the world shoes. And I say we, that's all of us together. Hi, buddy.
What I love is that this simple pair of shoes has become a treasure to this little girl. I love that she's holding on to it like it's the greatest gift she's ever been given.
And I'm pleading with you this day that you would find it in your heart to remember God's heart for the poor. And I pray this Christmas that you would bring that joy to her heart. That's what I'd love to see. We're gonna get you some shoes, honey. You sweet thing.
I don't know if you notice how not only comfortable, of course she's got a, you know, tender heart, but how comfortable she was holding a little girl that she'd never seen before. And how comfortable the little girl was in the arms of love. How many times, Betty, children have made their way in their arms? When you walk in our building out here, you'll see an ink sketch taken from a photograph in Rwanda, where I just sit down on a rock wall around a tree, and these little children just came and started crawling up in my laps. These were the Rwandan orphans whose parents had been killed brutally with machetes. And many of them had climbed out from under the bodies of their parents after the killers left. And now they're in my arms. And it really was quite amazing because they were afraid of adults and they were afraid of whites. But they weren't afraid of me. And it's because love never fails and it's magnetic. And Kathy's holding this little child, as we've held so many who are comfortable in love. And when you love someone and you see a need, and you can do something about it. See, here's the thing. We can tell someone, I really care and I want to help you, but actions always speak louder than words. So when you could give them shoes or food or water and just bless their lives, well, that's what we have a chance to do. And Betty, if our viewers will help us get 200,000 pairs of shoes and give cleft palate surgery to as many children as possible, shoes and smiles for Christmas, it'll just be a miracle. $36, 10 pairs of shoes. Multiply that out, $144, 40 children get a pair of shoes. The cleft palate surgeries are $500 each, and I'm praying many will give at least two. Pray about a $1,000 gift. Be a great gift for the Christmas season for someone clear across the world. Betty, I believe if all of our viewers would just go online or just dial the number and take your bank card and use it like a check, we would be able to get those 200,000 pairs of shoes, and we could get a tremendous number of them today if you just do your part. So I'm praying everyone watching will just do whatever God's put on their heart to express the love of God.
I feel like you will, because you notice all the rubble around Kathy as she was sitting in, all the trash and everything. That's something they deal with every day. These precious little children walking around in their bare feet, and they step on things that cut their feet, that bruise their feet, and it allows disease to get into their whole body through their bloodstream eventually, and it can kill them. Well, we have an opportunity here to start with their precious little feet that Jesus cares so much about, and to put shoes on their feet so that we can help prevent some of those diseases that come at them just in their atmosphere where they live, when they have no choice to live anywhere else. We can make the difference. We can put the smiles on every little child as they put those shoes on their feet. Won't you help us do that? And then we can help those that need a smile on their face through the surgery to be able to smile for the first time.
You know, Betty, I think it's actually a supernatural work of God's Spirit, that when people who are watching hear us talking about doing something for someone else, just out of the overflow of our heart. And for some, it could mean it's a sacrifice. You give up something in order to do that for them. And there's great joy in that. Most of you, however, won't have to really sacrifice to give 10 pairs of shoes or 40 pairs of shoes. But we do need to take the time to do it, and that's motivated by love. So we're asking you. LifeToday.org. Use your bank card like a check. By the way, if you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call the number and tell us what you're putting in the mail. And you can call that number and make your gift using your bank card the same way as you would online. Father, I pray everyone who can help will right now, joyfully, give shoes and smiles. And boy, do we want to give them some beautiful smiles, a miracle for those children and their families. In Jesus' name, thanks for going online. Thanks for going to the phone. Thanks for expressing the love of God in action.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes, and while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request this beautifully crafted green antique shoe ornament, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request a special boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments from past years. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries. And you may request our beautifully framed canvas prints of the Forest Chapel. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
In this season of giving, God's word has very special meaning when he tells us not to be only hearers of the word, but also doers of the word.
It's a great day when you can give until the least of these. I've hung out in this village all afternoon, and I could not wait for this moment, to be honest with you, but I've had a chance to play with the children. We've hung out, and I've played at their playground with them. You would not imagine what playground they play on. Many of them have never had a pair of shoes until this moment, and I promise you now, they will not be playing in dangerous places again without shoes to protect their feet.
And this Christmas season, as we've been given Christmas shoes, to so many children who don't have shoes, we've also had the privilege of bringing Christmas smiles, bringing that corrective surgery to children who just needed that just touch of love. It was several years ago, the first time James and Betty came to China and saw the needs of orphans all over this land. And God really moved in their heart to make a difference in these children's lives. We have done just that through you and others who have given so generously for these cleft lip, cleft palate surgeries for these children, bringing what we call Christmas smiles. Little May May here is one of the girls who received one of those surgeries through your giving. And we just want to say thank you today for loving on her, believing in her. Your giving seemed like a one-time gift, but it's really a gift that gives a lifetime. Beautiful Christmas smiles. Thank you so much for doing God's word together this season, blessing children all over the world.
Isn't that great? Does that not put a smile on your face? Just look back and look at the before and then look at the after. And can you imagine what that does to a parent? Think about it here in the United States or in Canada or Australia or Europe. You have access to that kind of medical attention. And most people, either through health insurance or through just whatever it takes to get it done, you get that smile. But these people that we're helping, they don't have any wherewithal. But they love their children. Their children are so often the greatest source of joy they have. And when their little child can't smile pretty, and then you fix it, love never fails.
That's right.
It fixes broken hearts, broken limbs, broken lives, broken relationships, and it can certainly fix a smile. Would you right now, would you be so compassionate and caring that you would just go to lifetoday.org and say, I'm going to give life today. I'm going to give a smile. They're $500 for those surgeries, and that's so much less expensive than it is when we get them. But these are medical doctors that are willing to give their time, and this is what it takes to get them in place or to make it all happen. So would you give? Could you give two? $1,000? You know we're giving shoes and smiles. We want to give 200,000 children shoes for Christmas. So would you put arms of love around a child and their family and give the shoes? Remember, $36, 10 children, $144, 40 children, $1,000, two smiles, two surgeries. Do whatever you can. We're going to be sending you this beautiful collection of all the Christmas shoes that we've had over the years. And then here's the one for this year. And it's absolutely beautiful. And so you make a gift of $100, you get the four previous. And you can just have Christmas shoes hanging all over your tree, but know that you're putting them on beautiful feet all over the world. We really do need you to go online right now, lifetoday.org, or make the call. Use your bank card like a check and make the best gift you can. And let's give shoes and smiles for Christmas. Thank you for watching the program. Thank you for having enough love that you would listen. And I know you're praying for God to meet the need. But can you help meet the need? I believe if you can, you will. And Betty and I together, we say thank you on behalf of those you bless.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life Immediately Secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pair, and a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request this beautifully crafted green antique shoe ornament, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request a special boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments from past years. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries. And you may request our beautifully framed canvas prints of the Forest Chapel. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, here is one group of the most beautiful children. These children are in Central America. And these are just a few of the children that we want to bless with 200,000 pairs of shoes. You think about that, 200,000 kids and what it's going to do for their family. I've said to you over and over that it's one thing to pray for people, but it's another thing to become an answer to somebody's prayer, someone's need. And the Bible tells us very clearly in one place as an example, many places, but one very clearly, Isaiah 58, that when you reach out and you touch those in need, then you call and God says, I will answer quickly. We get our prayers answered. And Betty, it's been amazing to see what happened in our lives, and we just begin to bless others, and giving shoes is one way to bless
it
others.
It is, and to me, it's such a rewarding thing to do. You know, we come over here to be a blessing, but we always go back so much more blessed, James, I think, because we see what can be done, we see the needs here, but we know that our friends, because they love children, they love to give, they love to share, that's you I'm talking about, you love to help in any need that we share with you, and this is a real need, shoes for the children.
Well, we want to remind you this is the last day, and it's so important. I'm holding up the four shoes, praying that you'll give a gift of at least $100, and if you can possibly help us by surgeries for the cleft palate and facial deformity, they average $500 apiece. I'm praying many will give $1,000 and enable us to do two of those surgeries. And on this last day, it'd be wonderful for you to take advantage of it, and we have to have the help of all of you who really have the heart of God to reach out and touch someone with love. These beautiful little Christmas ornaments will be a blessing and a discussion point when you can point people to Jesus around the tree and say, this is what we got to do for Christmas, and you could do it too, and encourage him in the future to be a help. Thank you so much for watching. Thanks for helping us share Christmas Shoes and Smiles.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.